The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I have a special guest on the line that I'm going to spend just a couple minutes with. Megan Ingersoll is on with me. She is the president of the local Young Republicans. So, Megan, good morning and welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Deb. Good to be with you.
Good, good. So tell my audience, what is Young Republicans?
Sure. So a couple of years ago, myself and a group of people in town were just getting together and maybe a little bit frustrated, as maybe there's some other people right now in the area, about politics and just how can I get involved. And I did some research and talked with people, and we started a group and found out that there's actually a national organization of Young Republicans, and we started a local chapter of that. So for 2 years, and I actually just stepped down on the chair of the Young Republicans, and we elected a new chair, Michael Carter, but I'm still on the board. I lead one of the committees, and it has just been such a pleasure. It's so fun. It's a great way to get involved.
You know, Megan, it's interesting. I didn't realize it had kind of died away, because I know I'm old, but I was also, and don't say yes, I'm old, but...
It's okay. I'm affirming you, Deb.
See, that's why I like America's young people. They say what they mean. All right. So when I was younger, we actually had a Young Republicans group that I was a part of. Dan Tripp was in that group. I can list all the young people that are now either in elected office or do what I do. They coach or they train in this business. It is a wonderful opportunity to find friends who are like you. So there's an age limit here. What is up to 40?
Yes, it's 18 to 40. And some people might say that's a really wide, you know, group, but actually you really need people around you like that as you're merging into adulthood. And then as you're an adult, to still be connected to younger people. So you're helping bring them along. I think it's just such an awesome thing.
So Megan, what are some things that you've done to reach out in the community?
We have done, we've divided up into three categories. So as an organization, we focus on legislative impact. So we want to be connected to what's happening in the state house, what is the legislation that's up, how can we be connected to a representative? So we do a lot there, but we're also connected to our community. So we have a service component of our organization where we've done Valentine's Day cards and cleanup days. And so that's another aspect of this. And then really party activism, getting people excited about being a Republican. You know, there's really no better time. Obviously, I'm young, but there's, in my mind, no better time to be a young Republican. The days are not dark. They are bright, because there are so many young people that are frustrated with things that are they're seeing, and they're saying, I don't want that. I want something better. And I think that now is the time to really be a conservative. And so what we do is we try to get that message out there. You don't want just a lot of active people. Activity is great, but activity without information is dangerous. So we want to make sure people are informed.
Hey, so Megan, how does somebody find you? What's the website?
Yeah. So just GreenvilleYoungRepublicans.com. We're on Facebook as well. We're on Instagram. You can also find us next week. We have an event on the 29th at White Duck Taco at Hampton Station. And we're going to have politics and pop culture trivia. Representative Patrick Haddon and Paul Howell, who's an aide to Senator Graham, is going to be there. It's going to be a great time.
You know, I got to say,
7 p.m.
7 p.m. at White Duck Taco.
Yes.
And what's that date again?
It's on April 29th,
April
next
29th.
Thursday.
Okay, good. Thank you. Hey, so Megan, let me ask you this. You know, I just got to tell you, because I try to keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on. There is a very powerful young Democrat group in town. So we really do need this other side that has the right answers for the future of America.
That's right. You know, I think that the beauty of American politics is that you do have this dual, you know, you have two sides that are competing for, the legislative bodies, and you balance each other by balancing power and by combating with ideas. You sharpen ideas by having opposition. you don't want just an echo chamber. You know, I think I just heard that in the previous thing. You want to have ideas that sharpen yours. But yeah, we can't just play dead. You know, we can't just say, oh, there's another group. You know, you have to step up and say, no, there's going to be a great Republican group. And we're going to be that. If you don't see anyone else in your area, maybe you're like, my county doesn't have a great organization, then start one. You know, it doesn't have to be fully organized. Just get a group together and reach out. I'm available. I would love to. People can reach out to me as well on Facebook or Instagram. I would love to help other young individuals get started.
Yeah. You know, Megan, what's so great is that I look back now and some of my best friends are the ones that I met in the political in the political realm, because we have the same morals and values and standards. And you know, so I've got friends across the board just like you. But, you know, your close friends, these are the folks you spend time with because you probably believe a lot alike. And I see a lot of folks out there who either find themselves rather lonely or they feel like they're the only Republican voice in their high school or in their, you know, where they are. I think this is a wonderful opportunity to kind of open doors. Do you help local schools like high schools and colleges with their young Republican programs?
So we definitely are connected to schools. I remember the past couple of years is when we were starting, in particular, reaching out to the Republican groups and to the conservative groups at the local schools around here in Greenville. As far as high schools, because we start at 18, the Young Republican organization is not necessarily connected to high schools, but there are ways to get them plugged in through the Young Republican organization. So we definitely can, if there's high schoolers who are like, I'm really interested, can definitely also reach out and we'll get them plugged into the high school chapter organization that can start that. As far as I'm aware, there aren't as much, especially in this area, organized high school groups. You have to get a sponsor with your school. Most schools require that you have to have a sponsor to get your club started, and it takes a little bit, and it's hard for high schoolers. So we would love to help get them connected to that information.
Megan, do you think your generation is conservative in their thoughts and ideas, or how would you? I mean, that's a broad brushstroke, I know, but
no, that's okay. Yeah,
what are you thinking? What do you think? What are you seeing?
Initially, I think that, you know, I think it can be easy to label millennials, although millennials are kind of not the young end anymore, unfortunately for my sake. Gen Z is now the young ones. But, you know, I think for us, we sometimes get a bad rap for being very indecisive or just wishy-washy, a little shallow. And there's truth to that. I think that there, though, is a real benefit to having an open perspective. I think that there's a lot of hope for young people to be conservative. I think that there's more questioning. I think a lot of younger individuals question these days.
And when you say question, Megan, what are they questioning?
I think they're questioning the past as far as, has this worked? Does it work? Does it work for my community? You know, that these things have been in place, systems, practices, policies for years, and I still see problems. So does that mean that the policy doesn't work, or does it mean the people who are doing it aren't working? I'm not sure. And I think that young people question that and they look at the system and they say, I want it to be better. And so I'm going to challenge it. I'm going to push on it. I'm going to try to mold it and make it better. But I think that is not something to be afraid of. I think it's easy sometimes to think, someone's pushing for change. Well, change isn't necessarily bad. I think a lot of young people, though, are just change minded because they want to see things grow and be better. I think there is a lot of conservatives in America, and they just don't realize they're conservative. I think that's my heartbeat with young Republicans, is that they identify with the left because they feel like the left gives a better voice to social issues for the quote unquote justice. They feel like they have a community of people who love. And those things are really important to them. Those are their values. But those are the values that you will find at the core of the Republican Party. True justice. What does it mean to have, and we don't have a citizen justice system. We believe in the court of law. We don't believe in being in your own hands. Republicans are so strong about family. You want to talk about love? Like, look, go to any shelter or area that's giving out to those in need or to the foster care system, pro-life movement. You will find the most loving people there.
All right.
You know, the narrative is being controlled. So I think, yes, Deb, shortening this up, that they are conservative. They just may not know it yet.
Great. I am so glad to have Megan Ingersoll with me today. She is with the Upstate Young Republicans, and that you can go online. I know they have a Facebook page, Young Republicans. Greenville.com, GreenvilleYoungRepublicans.com. And I'm going to get some more information from her and we'll put it up here. Friends, this is where you start. And we need for all young people who are thinking to realize the future is in their hands.